With the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court pending in the Senate, many Americans are hoping, and others dreading, that the court could consider the legal right of women to terminate a pregnancy as established in Roe v. Wade. If the 1973 case is overturned, states would have more power to restrict abortion or possibly ban the procedure entirely within their boundaries. But in Alaska, the right to abortion is stronger than it is in most of the country. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin explores why that is.
I put the question to attorneys on both sides of the issue.
What happens in Alaska if Roe v. Wade is overturned?
Well, the answer basically is nothing.
That's Anchorage attorney Kevin Clarkson. He says the state constitution, as interpreted by the Alaska Supreme Court, affirms a legal right that amounts to Roe v. Wade on steroids.
Basically, Alaska provides more protection for abortion rights than does the federal constitution. So if Roe versus Wade were overturned in Alaska, nothing would change.
And as he sees it, that's a problem. Clarkson has represented the anti-abortion side in several Alaska cases. He's defended a law requiring parental consent before a minor's abortion. And when that was deemed unconstitutional, he defended one requiring parental notification. The state Supreme Court found that one unconstitutional, too. Again and again, he and other abortion opponents have hit a brick wall called the Alaska Constitution. And Clarkson says the biggest brick in it is the Privacy Amendment. Roe v. Wade is built on the U.S. Supreme Court's finding of an implied right to privacy in the national constitution. But months before Roe in 1972, Alaska voters installed that right explicitly in their own state constitution. It's there in black and white. The right of the people to privacy is recognized and shall not be infringed.
Although I think if you looked at the history of the Privacy Amendment in Alaska, it would be pretty clear that nobody had abortion in mind when they passed that amendment.
Clarkson is right that abortion wasn't the commonly stated reason for Alaska's privacy amendment. According to a history published by the Legislative Affairs Agency, the issue of the day was the state's development of a database to track people's criminal histories. Regardless of what sparked it, the state Supreme Court says the intent of the privacy amendment was much broader. And that's how former state Senate President Chancey Croft remembers it, too.
Nobody really knew where it came from, but it just struck everybody pretty well unanimously, like this was a good idea and it really fits in Alaska.
Croft says legislators in 1972 liked the spirit of the Privacy Amendment, even if the exact motivation behind it was something of a mystery. He and the rest of the legislature put the Privacy Amendment on the ballot, and voters approved it by a huge margin. For a long time, Alaska's privacy protection seemed to be mostly linked to marijuana. That's because soon after the amendment passed, an attorney named Irwin Raven got arrested with some cannabis in his pocket. The Alaska justices concluded it was none of the government's business if a person had a small amount of marijuana at home. It wasn't until 1997 that the Alaska Supreme Court had an opportunity to say the right of privacy covered abortion, too.
Not only does this provision protect reproductive rights, it protects them as a fundamental right, which means that they get the highest level of protection.
Attorney Janet Kreps of the Center for Reproductive Rights has worked on most of the important Alaska abortion cases. Kreps says about a dozen state constitutions around the country have a right to privacy or something similar, but their courts don't necessarily apply it in abortion cases the way Alaska's does. For instance, Kreps says,
Louisiana has a constitutional right to privacy, and the court has said that it doesn't provide any extra protection.
She agrees with Clarkson, the anti-abortion attorney, that if Roe v. Wade falls, it won't change anything for women in Alaska.
That won't be the case for women in other parts of the country.
But what if you want abortion banned or limited in Alaska? Clarkson is resigned to the idea that his side will continue to lose abortion cases in the Alaska Supreme Court, usually on privacy grounds. The only way to really limit abortion in Alaska, he says, is by constitutional amendment. Reporting from Anchorage, I'm Liz Ruskin.